With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two police officers and a first responder have been shot and killed in Burnsville, Minnesota.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday morning turned deadly for two police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. Governor Tim Walz says the police officers and a firefighter lost their lives while trying to save a family in danger in Burnsville, and that other officers were also injured. He says, "My heart is with their families." Other messages of condolence have also been flooding social media as well. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump battling back, addressing a rally in Michigan. He expressed his belief all the legal cases against him amount to election interference.
That's Fulton County, that's Atlanta, or Washington, D.C. The people couldn't care less about justice. These people, they're not looking for justice. They only care about how to stop crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, that's me, and how to inflict as much pain as possible. But here we are.
Mr. Trump says the same legal standard is not even close to being applied to himself compared to President Biden.
Just this week, House investigators revealed that crooked Joe showed up at a business meeting hosted by the Chinese Communist Party-controlled energy companies and all of this. And they were paying his son a lot of money. I'm surprised to hear that. Crooked Joe gave a 10-minute presentation, and days later, Hunter's company got a $3 million check out of China.
Another major winter storm blowing ashore in Northern California. Forecasters are warning of possible flooding, maybe even some tornadoes later. This is SRN News. So, who is an atheist in this country?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country. Most Americans are well aware of it. New study released by the American Jewish Committee shows 75% of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in America. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. This is SRN News. There's a new law in New York, but you might want to pay cash instead of using your credit card.
Businesses in New York will now be required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card under a new state law that has taken effect. The law means stores can no longer post a sign on a door or at a register stating that credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement the law will ensure individuals can trust that their purchases will not result in surprise surcharges. John Scott reporting.
Major technology companies signing a pact to voluntarily adopt reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from disrupting democratic elections worldwide. Tech executives from Adobe, Amazon, Google, IBM, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok have gathered for talks in Munich. More details at SRNnews.com.